Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece of content about a game-changing AI tool for software testing called TestSprite. It's apparently revolutionizing how developers approach this crucial, but often tedious aspect of software development.
Testing? Isn't that something developers just, you know, do? Why dedicate a whole podcast to it?
Because, my friend, it's a huge deal. The content highlights that software failures cost a whopping $1.56 trillion annually. Trillion, with a T. Plus, devs spend 25% of their time fixing bugs, and a staggering 88% of users ditch apps due to bugs. These aren't small potatoes, are they?
Wow, those are some serious numbers. Okay, I'm starting to see the problem. But how does TestSprite fix this?
Well, TestSprite uses AI to automate much of the testing process. Think self-healing tests that adapt to UI changes, automatic root cause analysis for bugs, and even transforming documentation into complete test suites. Imagine waking up and all your API endpoints are validated and secured. No more manual test case writing for weeks on end.
Hold on. That sounds almost too good to be true. Is it really that simple?
The content creator walks through a real-world example, building an app in Replit, and using TestSprite to test both the back-end and front-end. They even generate documentation specifically for testing and feed it to TestSprite. The AI then generates the test cases automatically. It's pretty impressive to watch.
So, no more complex scripting or setups. How long does it take to get started?
Apparently, just 10 minutes, and it covers everything. Inspecting test objects, generating reports, creating and executing test code, and analyzing the results. It even integrates a chatbot assistant. The content creator seems pretty blown away by its simplicity and the comprehensive coverage across API, UI, and data testing.
I'm curious about this self-healing aspect. How does it work? Does it actually fix the bugs or just identify them?
It identifies the root cause and helps pinpoint solutions, which is a major time saver for developers. As for actually fixing them, the content doesn't go into that level of detail, but the implication is that it greatly simplifies the debugging process. And it adapts to UI changes, meaning your tests don't break every time you tweak the interface.
This whole thing sounds like a developer's dream, but is it just for big companies, or can smaller teams benefit too?
There's a free tier available, so definitely accessible to smaller teams and individual developers. Plus, they highlight that it's the number one product of the month under developer tools on Product Hunt, which speaks to its popularity and potential.
Okay, color me intrigued. What's the main takeaway here? Should all developers be jumping on the TestSprite bandwagon?
The content strongly suggests that AI-powered testing is the future, and TestSprite seems to be a powerful tool in that space. It streamlines a critical part of the development process, frees up developers to focus on innovation, and ultimately saves time and money. It's definitely worth checking out, especially given the potential cost savings and increased efficiency. And with that, folks, we wrap up another insightful episode. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.